Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called Resurrection Debate. People say there is no afterlife. This is not a new idea. In Jesus' day, the same argument existed. There were two main camps in Judaism. The Sadducees claimed there was no resurrection, and the Pharisees said there was. The Sadducees tried to trick or trap Jesus by telling him the story of a woman married to seven brothers, all of whom passed away one at a time during her life. They asked Jesus whose wife she would be in heaven. That story begins with this line. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. That's Matthew 22:23. No resurrection, eh? Jesus' response was, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. Matthew 22:27. Jesus taught there would be a resurrection and that he was himself resurrected. This is Paul's point in 1 Corinthians 15:12. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? Paul was still dealing with this teaching so many years later. He was too familiar with it. Sometime before writing to the Corinthians, he used the argument to deflect accusations away and onto this hotly debated issue. He was on trial in front of the Sanhedrin, which was the Jewish court in Jerusalem. Here's the passage. Then Paul, knowing that some of them were Sadducees and others Pharisees, called out in the Sanhedrin, my brothers, I am a Pharisee, descended from Pharisees. I stand on trial because of the hope of the resurrection of the dead. When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say there is no resurrection, and that there are neither angels nor spirits, but the Pharisees believe in all these things. There was a great uproar, and some of the teachers of the law who were Pharisees stood up and argued vigorously. We find nothing wrong with this man, they said. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him? This dispute became so violent that the commander was afraid Paul would be torn to pieces by them. That happened in Acts chapter 23, verses 6 through 10. People might get violent because you believe in and proclaim in Jesus' resurrection, and the resurrection all believers will follow Jesus into. Don't be afraid. Some people might not believe in angels, spirits, or an afterlife, but believers know and rely on the scriptures and the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. Meditate on those truths today. Thank you. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.